building the Norwegian Tornekaka or Tower Cake in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
This is Irene Mirabel Kuczynski. I am of Norwegian descent.
I have 5 children.
4 boys and a girl. Even the children are making the tornekaka. We call it tornekaka, tower cake. It's made out of 1 pound of ground almonds and 1 pound of powdered sugar and 3 egg whites. You mix it together on one day. You let it sit overnight. You have to do that, otherwise it gets sticky. The next day, you roll it out in small pieces at a time into a pencil-thin piece of dough and lay that piece of dough into each different size ring. You have to do that many, many times. I believe there are 18 rings. The largest ring that you put this dough into is about 8-9 inches diameter is, and then the smallest is maybe 2 or 3 inches. They're all graduated rings. Bake them, 20 minutes or something like that. When you bake them, you have to make sure that you take them out of the oven before they start to brown. They do not brown. This is a white, pale, sick-looking cake. Then you've got all the cookie rings baked. The next day, you take them carefully out of the pans and start to frost them. Make the frosting out of 1 egg white and however much powdered sugar you need to make a dough that is soft enough to put through a bag and a small point. And you squeeze that. You start with the largest, widest ring first. And I do mine in a scallop pattern all the way around. Scallops all the way around. And then before that dries, you put the next smaller layer on that one, that larger ring, so that they stick together. So you bring up your scallop enough onto that first ring that you can make the second ring stick to it. And you have all these pretty little neat little scallops all the way up the cake. And then when you're through with that, to make it traditionally Norwegian, you stick little flags, 1 by 2 inch flags, and put, 7-8 of them in and around the cake. But the Americans have gone a little bit farther on it. If you're going to have a baby shower, you put little ribbons on it. Oh, these cakes are given to everything that's special. Birthday parties, weddings, 17th of May, which is their 4th of July. The first one I ever saw was at my mother's funeral, so that is very special. So they make a tornekaka for that, too. In order to serve this cake, sometimes you double the bottom ring, and if that is doubled, inside is a wine bottle. That's how tall that cake is. It covers a wine bottle. Each piece is broken up into a 2-piece taste. And every ring singly, very carefully broken off. You stick a knife between the 2 rings and give the knife a flick and it breaks apart. And you have a pretty little bowl that you put all these pieces in. And that's what we did at my grandson's wedding. Passed around. They couldn't wait for the cake to come around. Usually the bride has the very top 4 or 5 rings, and she can put that in the freezer and have it on her anniversary. The cake usually has to age or ripen about a week before it is served. So you have to plan on making this a week early. Oh, the grandchildren are doing it, because I know my daughter's son makes beautiful tornekaka.
Irene Mirabu Kuczynski of Sioux City. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.